How are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Well, I saw you on TV last night. On this meeting with the leadership, I have just finished having all of them met with, talked to. I don't mind talking to you about anything anytime you want to. I went out and spent an hour with Mike day before yesterday. I had all the House Democratic leaders in the day before that, and I had all the Senate leaders in, Russell and George Smathers and them. I have talked to the Russells and the Fulbright group pretty well. Now, I don't want to feel that anybody wants to meet with me, that I don't want to meet with them. On the other hand, I asked Rusk, who spoke on my behalf with everything, all the knowledge I had, to go and meet with them bipartisanly day before yesterday, and he met with the Fords and so forth. I find that sometimes people use the office of the presidency to say, I said to the president said to me, and that it's not only doesn't help, it doesn't give our boys much backing out there when we appear to be feuding back here at home. Yeah. So for that reason, I asked Rusk to meet with the Ford and Laird and all this group that I have found to repeat what I say, and I don't like to have it said. Now, I didn't know we discussed this. The reporters all asked us, and we agreed. I said, you asked me if I wanted a meeting, and I said, no, I just want to talk to you and Mike individually, because I can't talk about targets and things like that with people who talk to the papers and who use them in campaigns.
Let me make two comments. One, Rusk evidently did a good job with the House fellas, because Jerry Ford came out to see me night before last. And he was quite satisfied with the kind of story that Russ gave him. The second is, I made this little blurb for a purpose yesterday. You know, when they start browsing a little, you got to throw out a little raw meat. And they take it in the stride pretty well. So it comes up and it goes down and that's it. So you don't have to be concerned about it, and nobody will be pushing on it. But it is a way to just slide him off the hook a little.
All right, now do you, what do you see, Mike is not there, would you want to come bring any of your group to see me anytime?
Or? Oh, let's let it wait, it has time.
Well, then I'll just say that I've told Senator Dirksen, and as long as I'm president, my door's open to him anytime.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll handle it that way. Now, what we really, our problem now is to get this government where it'll hold, not be just macaroni.
Yeah.
Then we can get moving on some other things.
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Is anything
all nailed up now?
Is anything I can do to help you?
Not a thing. I carry around a wheelchair. And
my daughter was in last night and was saying some nice things about you. She's very fond of you. She was saying she and Pat, they're going out to Illinois, and they're going to have a few of his schoolmates in that didn't have the money to come down here.
Yeah.
I said, well, don't get them all Republicans. Said, well, they're afraid that most of them were. So I said, what's the matter? She says that Mrs. Nugent has had a crush on you for years because she thinks you have such a sweet face and the most lovely voice in all the world.
Don't.
So, if I catch my daughter voting Republican, I'm going to charge you with leading her astray.
Yeah.
On the Patterson thing that you're interested in, I'm going to work on that. I told them to try to get this fella off that's on there. I'll be in touch with you. I'll tell you what I wouldn't mind having without anybody knowing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind your asking your manager to get you two or three fellas that between 40 and 50 that have damn good backgrounds and good academic training, and that I might put on some of these semi-judicious things, various types, and just get them where my personnel people can look at them.
Yeah.
Anybody that you have even if it's some another Republican chairman or something. I prefer not to have the active political people, but your baggy thing, of course, he didn't do right by you. I didn't like that, but he had a good impression in the public, and if we could get a few appointments of that type, where a fellow had been attorney for a good company and had a Phi Beta Kappa record, and it would be good and it would be helpful to me. I'd rather ask you than ask Jerry.
Yeah.
But really what you want, I want an image of a few folks that kind of look like Jerry and act like you.
Okay.
Would you watch that in the university out there? And
I'll give you a note on it yet today. I'll give you one minute right on.
Just give me, let me look at him and give me his background and let me process him. I've got to go through Macy and he goes through all these things. Then I have to go through FBI and they hold me up to ridicule. My appointments have been the best of anybody and I work with you and Kennedy can have a Jim Landis and he can go to hell and not pay his taxes and never get criticized. But if I had one, and I hope that you make a study of what's happening in this government.
Yeah.
If you don't, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. The papers are full of it, and you and Ed Long are there, but I guess you know that everything in that capital has been tapped, and I guess you know that all during the year 63, that you're right in the dome of the capital, you had hidden microphones running all over it.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I knew a little something about it.
Well, isn't that disgraceful?
It sure is disgraceful.
Would you like to have a microphone under your bed at Walter Reed?
What do you think?
Well, I just think that if you don't want it, I have instructed him. Now, let me tell you what's happened.
Yeah.
I don't want you to repeat this, but I ordered him the first week I came in. Two United States senators came to me and told me their phones were being bugged. I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I called in the Attorney General, the present senator of New York. I said, we will not have any tapping, we will not have any microphones, as long as I'm president of this country, on anybody. I don't give a damn who it is. If it's Al Capone, we won't. Well, they had to have it on racketeers, and then it developed, they designate the racketeers. And the racketeer may be your brother-in-law, or your son-in-law, if the Attorney General says it is. So I got Edgar Hoover over, and he agreed that they wouldn't do anything unless it was approved by the Attorney General personally.
Yeah.
And he said it shouldn't be. And he was the man that's most against it. I was never surprised in my life. He made a hell of a good speech against it.
Yeah.
Well, as late as this last October, 65, they had microphones put in the handkerchief pocket of their coat. And they were out here interviewing people on purely civil affairs.
Yeah.
They wired up this damn fool Bromley to go out to have a conversation with Bobby.
Yeah.
Now, just because a man gets smeared a little bit, Bobby or Dodd or Scranton or whoever it is, is no reason to justify police state methods.
God, no.
And you saw what they did to Black. They had his lawyer over here covered.
Yeah.
And they had to go and admit it.
Yeah.
And they never discussed it. All I knew about it is I read it in the paper. But it is pretty damned outrageous. And I'm just telling you that the president can't stop it.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be stopped.
Well, you just better think about that. You better read these papers a little bit. You better talk about them. And we have foreign agents, and maybe we have to watch it. But we don't have agents in this country, and you wouldn't do it to your worst enemy, and it's just not going to be done. And you ought to have that committee just to...
Yeah.
They've got instructions out in this government from the Internal Revenue Service ordering them to use electronic stuff.
Yeah.
I've read them.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll give it a real whirl.
You ought to talk to Rusko, you ought to talk to yourself. This is something that applies regardless of party.
Sure.
And if it's an espionage agent, that's different.
Yeah.
The Attorney General side. Anything else ought to be stopped, Everett.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Bye.
All right.